Hey, it's me, Tommy. I just wanted to say you're awesome. Thanks for listening. Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous. Today's show we have Chapter 15, Mermaids, followed immediately by The Weed Cap. Buckle up, it's gonna be a truthful ride. My name is Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 15, Mermaids. Ah, the good old days of childhood playdates. Parents arrange for two kids who have never met to meet up and hang out solely based on their age and gender. A massive amount of assumption goes into these playdates, which, if you think about it, are really just blind dates for kids. Ew. I was set up on quite a few blind playdates as a kid, and I always felt just as irritated as an adult getting set up on a blind date. Parents are so happy, like, oh my god, let's get the kids together, it'll be great! You know, for not wanting me to be gay, they sure did set me up with a lot of boys. One time I was sent to a birthday party of some kids and they were having the party at Chuck E. Cheese. It was at this party I realized what a drag boys could be. They were chasing each other around, using invisible guns to shoot each other, but I was much more into playing in that giant pool full of plastic colored balls all by myself. Like, come on you guys, this German fested ball pool is awesome! But they just kept running around like, come on, we're at fucking Chuck E. Cheese, why are you wasting your imagination right now? Save that shit for the backyard, we got video games up in here! I lost my two game coins in that stupid ball pool. Another time I got set up on a blind date with one of my mom's coworker's kids. His name was Alexander, and he was definitely eccentric, even for a little kid. I mean, I was eccentric, and even I thought to myself, man, this kid's fucking weird. It's really just that his imagination sucked, and I think there is nothing sadder in this world than a kid with a shitty imagination. I was always super unimpressed with the imagination of little boys most of the time. I mean, I just thought their games were lame and stupid. Like, no, nobody wants to play truck driver. Why would we pretend to be struggling middle-class people? Don't you know how to dream? Let's play something really cool like talk show host or Peter Pan. Come on, get it together. Oh, and hey, little girls had some real shitty games too, so they don't get off the hook here. I mean, heads up, little girls, nobody wants to play House. It's a horrible game! House! Yeah, let's pretend to be 40 and paying bills and having kids. That sounds fucking awesome. And then they would always make me the dad. Like, no, bitch, I am not the dad. I am the teenage runaway who picks up cigarette butts off the ground and smokes them. Me! In addition to blind play dates, my mom also used to rent me out to her single gal pals who were thinking about having kids. They would take me out, like, as a demo run to see how they liked it. But mostly, I really feel like these meetings were arranged to see if I was a sociopath or not. Why, if you were thinking about having a baby, would you take a 6-year-old me out for fun? That just doesn't make any sense. It is not an accurate simulation. If you want a baby simulator, keep yourself awake for 72 hours changing diapers and dealing with formula barf. Ugh. Taking me to the aquarium is not giving you the real experience, lady. But whatever, I'll take another ice cream cone, please. I actually really loved my middle-aged women blind dates. These dates are great! Why can't I just be friends with all these ladies? Well, you can, but you just gotta wait 20 years. Oh, okay. After we moved to Wareham, for whatever reason, I was thrust into being more social. More social? What my mom didn't know was that I was the new kid in town at school, and I was the breakout star of Miss Montron's second grade class. I would perform my classic routines of Mary Poppins impressions and my original hit song titled Nose Opened, Nose Closed. And that was followed up by my hit single Fart Fart In Your Face, Girl Girl Is Really Pace. Yeah, I know, me. My mom had no idea that I had a busy schedule of 2 shows a day, 5 days a week. When I wasn't killing it at West Wareham Elementary School, I was busy shoving my homework behind the out-of-date radiator that heated the classroom. I kind of hoped that a fire would start, not to hurt anyone, God forbid. I just didn't want to do my homework anymore. And if the school also burned down, then, well, that just would have been a bonus. So, when the teacher called my mom to let her know she had found all of my homework crumpled up and shoved behind the radiator, I'm guessing some red flags went off. But whatever the case was, I was clearly being forced to socialize so that I didn't turn into some kind of serial killer. I get it. It seemed I was always being set up for a playdate with a boy. Come on, boys like to play! Ugh, I know. That's why they suck. God, keep up, Mom. Trying to keep me on the butch and straight path of life, I got set up with yet another one of her co-workers' kids. Andy was this kid's name, and Andy was super white, kind of girly like me, and he had a rat tail. For those of you that are lucky enough to not know what a rat tail is a hairstyle that is characterized by a long, tail-like element of hair growing downward from the back of the head. That's the actual Wikipedia definition. And the fact that there is a page dedicated to defining rat tails just makes me happy. As was the case in all the times I had a friend growing up, we were always at his house with his mom. I was never a host kid. I was the kid who was always dumped off at your place for anywhere between 8 to 24 hours. I loved being at Rat Tail Andy's house. His mom was fun and super nice. She used to do aerobic videos in the living room, but mostly she would lay on her side, lifting her leg half-assedly up to the sky while she read a magazine. I also one day walked into their bathroom to find his mom and stepdad making out, and all she was wearing was a sweatshirt and panties. That was pretty cool. And I kinda liked that he had a stepdad too, except his stepdad was rugged and kinda hot, which was not at all like the Fat Matt I had at home. Christine! Get out of here, Fat Matt. You already have your own goddamn chapter.
Yeah, no, it's chapter 7.
Duh, everyone knows that. Get out of here. If they thought I needed to be normal, then I don't know why they paired me up with Rat Tail Andy. This kid was the weird one, not me. Yeah, sure, I was, like, kinda gay and everything, but this kid always wanted us to play with his stuffed toy bunny. He even had a bunny voice to make the bunny talk, and what really sucked is that he would talk in the bunny voice even if the bunny wasn't saying anything.
Mommy, we are hungry.
But hey, I didn't care. His mom took us to cool things like roller skating, out to the mall, and their house always smelled like a fresh Glade plug-in. And best of all, and most importantly, they had a pantry full of Hostess snack cakes. Name brand! Yep, I'm in. Snack cakes. Needless to say, I didn't give a fuck about the weird bunny voice because this place was a snack paradise. I like food. We got into a routine of Friday sleepovers, and it was our weekly date that involved a lot of great snacks, playing games, and watching that show, The Dinosaurs. It used to be on TGIF, and the cast was just a bunch of voices and weird animatronic puppets, and there was this baby dinosaur that used to say, "Not the mama, not the mama, not the mama." And of course, Rat Tail Andy's bunny would always be with us the whole time, too.
Not the bunny, not the bunny, not the bunny.
However, things would take a quick turn for me and my new BFF, and before I knew it, Rat Tail Andy was my sworn enemy. I don't know if it was a collection of things that built up to a big breakup, or if it was just one big event, or maybe it was both. I don't know. Maybe his mom got weirded out when we went roller skating one time and I went up to the DJ booth and requested to hear that song by Positive K called I Got a Man. I want to hear that song! I got a man! What?
What's your man got to do with me? I got a man! I'm not trying to hear that C!
I'm not one of those girls that go bumping around!
Anyway, my friendship with Rat Tail Andy ended because he told on me to his mom. I couldn't believe it. I got totally tattletailed on by this fucking rat tail kid. Told on me for what, you're thinking? Well, I didn't call him a name or physically hurt him or steal anything or lie or any of the other dumb little kid things you could think of that would necessitate a ratting out. He told on me because I told him something so horrible and crazy his mother couldn't believe her ears when he told her. While we were outside playing one day, I told him that I wanted to be a mermaid. And I thought it would be so cool and awesome and fun! And then we played a mermaid game where we saved the world and then I ran off with a prince. Yay! I mean, come on. Mermaids are great. Everyone loves mermaids. The Little Mermaid was fresh in my mind as something that I totally loved. And my whole gig as a kid was that I really loved pretending cool shit like being a mermaid or that I could fly. Not playing house or school or any of those bullshit kid games. Seriously? School? You want to play school? Ugh. Go fuck your mother with those bullshit soul-crushing games. I was already on the record as a longtime lover of mermaids. Fat Matt had already caught me a year prior, when I was supposed to be in my room sleeping, and he busted in to find me with a blanket wrapped around my legs pretending to be a mermaid tail and me singing about forks. But that was it for Rat Tail Andy and his stupid mom. They had had it. The mermaid game and me wanting to be a mermaid set everyone over the fucking edge. Now, obviously, I know Rat Tail Andy didn't tell his mom in a vindictive way. He was probably just telling her what we did that day, and newsflash, he was having a blast. But she must have just taken it as me wanting to be some kind of transgendered mermaid drag queen. Which, actually, a transgendered mermaid drag queen sounds pretty fucking fabulous. So, thanks. Rat Tail Andy's mom was furious when she found out that I had played mermaids and also made her son play mermaids with me. She called my mom and told her everything, and then my mom also flipped out and took it the wrong way. So just to recap, you guys are all mad at me for pretending to be a mermaid. Cool, just checking. After the mermaid bomb went off, my stupid mom took me to the grocery store with her, and when we parked at the Stop and Shop in Cranberry Plaza, she didn't get out of the car. Instead, she turned to me and broke down in tears and told me that she didn't want me to be a girl or act like a girl or any of that nonsense. She performed her monologue with tears about how happy she was when I was born because I was a boy, and that she had wanted a boy so bad. When she was pregnant, she prayed and prayed to God for it to please be a boy, and she was so excited and wanted it so badly. God, lady, somehow you managed to make everything about you. She went on and on about how this whole mermaid acting and girly voice and playing with Barbies, it all had to stop. She was full on sobbing and told me that she had a little boy and that's what she expected me to act like. I don't remember everything she said or how long we were in there for. I just remember the way it felt. I mean, obviously, I felt attacked in a way that I had never felt before. To be a third grader and have an adult sit you down to have a serious conversation about your personality and the way that you act versus the way you should act, well, that all can be kind of a mindfuck. I could understand getting a good talking to if I had been hitting or bullying Rattail Andy, but all the things I was getting yelled at for were things that I just liked doing. It seemed like I was in trouble for just being me. Yeah, it felt pretty awful.
Yay, feelings!
On top of all of that, I mean, being a child and seeing your parent crying is always heartbreaking. It makes you feel sad, and it made me even sadder that me, and the way that I act, slash talk, slash am, was causing all of this emotional pain for my mom. God, I could not wait to be a grown-up and get the fuck away from this lunatic. From that moment on in my childhood, everything changed for me inside, and I became very aware of my femminess, which led to a deep, horrible feeling in the pit of my gut that didn't go away for about 20 years.
Time goes by so slowly.
I never hung out with Rattail Andy again. It was a full-on breakup.
I got dumped!
It was very bizarre, though, to know that his mom was so mad at me. To know that an adult was upset at me, a child, for playing mermaids. Wanting to be a mermaid, I mean, it was crazy! It was my first lesson and experience with irrational craziness.
Welcome to life, kid!
A couple months after the big breakup, I saw Rattail Andy at school. Our classes were walking down the hallway, and there he was. I saw him, and he saw me.
Eyelock.
And you know what he did? He turned to face the wall and started to cry. I'm serious, Rattail Andy crying in the hall simply because he saw me.
The mere sight of me and my gay mermaid ass sent him into a scaredy cat panic cry.
What in the gay mermaid fuck? Seriously, what kind of fear-based terrorism talking points did your mom tell you? Shouldn't I be the one crying right now for being so belittled and scrutinized for who I am and what I want to be?
I want to be where the people are.
Like, oh, are you scared of the boy who wants to be a mermaid? Because I'm more scared of the creepy kid with a demonic bunny voice.
Bunny, bunny, bunny.
And this was just me wanting to be Ariel. Can you imagine if I had told them how much I loved Ursula?
Burn the witch!
But there is some good news here. Rattail Andy and I grew up and we became best friends.
Just kidding, psych joke, no way that didn't happen.
Fast forward to when Rattail Andy and I were in high school together and guess what? No, we didn't hook up. That would have been a huge plot twist. No, I was a total asshole to him.
Payback's a bitch, motherfucker.
Me! Okay, here's the deal. Rattail Andy totally took my friend's virginity and then started sleeping with her best friend. I mean, can you believe that Dawson's Creek drama?
I don't wanna wait.
Plus, he told on me for playing mermaids, and even though we were in high school, I was still fucking pissed off at him.
You little fucking puss.
It was the late 90s, and I was a proud teen on the AOL dial-up internet. So, instead of bullying people, I just made mean, horribly, verbally abusive websites about them and how much they sucked. I was a trailblazer for internet trolls. Rattail Andy, the toucan cunt. That was the banner on his website. The toucan was in there because I didn't like his nose, and to me he looked like a bird. See? I'm mean. Thanks, Fat Matt.
Me.
No, no, no. I guess the moral of the story here is, I hold grudges. And if I want to be a mermaid, best let me be a fucking mermaid. Also, and as I always try and stress, please just leave your kids alone. This obsession that some parents have about filtering the things in their kids' lives in the hopes of them not becoming something is so fucking outdated it's stupid. Honestly, the more you push something, the more in the opposite direction your kids are gonna go. I mean, that's common sense, right? You can force anything you want. Go ahead, make them get the blue goggles. Go to the monster truck show. Watch football. But all of that will never stop the 10 dicks going into his mouth later in life. So just accept it. Let him take the ice skating lessons, or the theater class, or be a goddamn motherfucking mermaid. Whatever. By backing off and just letting things be, you may just help him so that later in life, it's only 3 dicks in his mouth. This message has been approved by the American Association of Dicks in Your Mouth. did it! Yay! Thanks for listening to Chapter 15, Mermaids, and welcome to the Weed Cab. I'm Tommy Natoli here in Los Angeles, and I got a super awesome show today. I'm gonna have the quickest of quickies with my straight guy correspondent, Brandon. And I have a super awesome treat for everyone today with a special Thomas Anonymous gag reel. Bloopers from me recording the chapters, and it's pretty fun, so you won't wanna miss it. But first and foremost, as always, I'm gonna sit down with a fresh packed bowl and some really cool people. Today in the studio, I have one of my good friends visiting us. She's been on the show before, and she is a co-host of the web series Happy Wife, Happy Life. It's the one and only Kristen Smith. And of course, as always, we have with us the best hair in podcasting, Michelle with one L. So let's get right into it, you guys. Kristen, Michelle with one L, and me! Chapter 15, Mermaids. I have questions for you guys, but do you have any for me first?
Well, I feel like a really bad mom because Kayla has never seen The Little Mermaid. Wait, what?
That, one of my questions is, how do we feel about the film The Little Mermaid?
Well, I've seen it. She just hasn't seen it.
Oh my God, what did you do?
That's what she asked me. She said, Mom, why have I never seen The Little Mermaid or Cinderella or Snow White? And you know what I said to her? I said, because those girls are stupid. Every single one of them was all about a man.
Fair point.
Yeah. I want legs. I'm gonna give up my voice so I can go date Eric or whatever his name was.
Oh, there's a lot of oh, yeah. There's a lot of issues with this movie. And then there's the whole, like, they put like penises and stuff in the background.
I know.
Oh yeah.
That right? was awesome.
In the castle on the VHS yeah. cover.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then something behind the boat at the end or something. I don't know.
Maybe I'll look when I let Kayla watch it.
That part never even was like, I didn't care about the whole, I just loved the fact that she was a mermaid. Like, I mean,
I saw this movie in the theater.
Me too!
And it was a big deal.
Huge deal, I loved it.
The rebirth of Disney, and it was just like, the music, I couldn't, I mean, like, this was my Frozen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I did not stop singing those songs. I was in love with Ursula, probably had a crush on her.
Poor unfortunate soul. Oh my God.
Her shimmy straight into the camera changed me.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's my dream Halloween costume, is to do a full on massive, fabulous Ursula, because she's really the star of that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was never, like, the whole storyline of, like, the boy, I know that's, like, a big thing with, like, princes and shit, but, yeah. like, I was just into the magic of
I
stuff.
And I was just into the mermaid of it all.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be a mermaid.
Kayla
so
wants
bad.
To be a mermaid really bad, too.
Kayla does?
Oh, yeah. Why do you think she swims all the time?
But she didn't have the, but you're right with, like, The Little Mermaid was our, I feel like they re-released Pinocchio and Snow White when we were kids.
Yeah.
But The Little Mermaid was, like, the first original, like, not, you know, the first, like, not redone movie.
Yeah. How old is that movie?
It came out in, like, 80...
89 or something, right? 88?
Yeah.
Like late 80s.
And Kayla wasn't even born until 2000. So that's why she hasn't seen it. So it's not really that I'm a bad mom. It's just that she wasn't... It just never
Kids
worked out for
like,
us.
Kids weren't like, hey, like, let's yeah. pop in that VHS.
Yeah. Because by the time she was ready for that kind of stuff, I was over it.
How old were you... Why did you see The Little Mermaid?
Because I had other kids.
Oh, so the older siblings saw The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you take them to the theater to see it?
Well, you know how old I am, so I don't really remember, to be honest with you, where I saw it. I just was amazed that she was really ready to give up so much.
Do you remember who you were with at the movie theater?
Yeah, we went for my brother's birthday, I think. So I was with, like, my dad and my brothers.
And did the boys like it, too?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody liked that movie, because there was something for everybody.
I saw it with, I was on one of my middle-aged lady dates. Our neighbor, Leslie, took me to the movie theaters. She
that's
was, like, randomly
taking me. That's not Rat Tail's mom.
No, Rat Tail Andy's mom, that was, like, that was a whole other thing. Did you guys have play dates?
I didn't. I had, like, my cousin.
Okay.
That I hung out with all the time. I mean, I hung out with kids. But I never
but
had
it was
like,
never like, hey,
we
we're going to...
a play date, no.
No, we never... It was never called a play date. I'm just
that's what
like,
it's called
that's,
now.
That's what it's called
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But it was... It would be... I don't even... They wouldn't even call it something. They'd be like, oh, we're going to go to Carol's.
Yeah, can I go play? You call your friends and be like, can I come over and play?
Yeah. Yeah. I would do that with the kids on Oak Street. We'd like... I'd always go to their house and knock on their door. But this would just be like... You know, my mom's friends at work, like, I would just always get set up with these other kids that she just knew. I don't know, it just seemed weird.
I never got set up in that way.
Did you?
I was always asking to go other places.
One time when we were little, my mom was so desperate to have us play with somebody because she was so sick of us.
that she was standing out front, and this lady walked by with her two kids, and my mom was like, please be my friend. Have your kids play with my kids.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know? And so it was mostly housewives, because that was, you know, back in my day, everybody was a housewife. So all the housewives would get together, and then the kids would get together. But we did the Brownies and the Girl Scouts, and my mom was always the leader, so I always had tons of... You know, our family was ginormous, so I always had lots of cousins, and I never had playdate.
And you never set your kids up with other kids?
Of course I did. We had playdates all the time.
How did that work?
I would say to them, oh, let's get together and have a playdate. Did you guys want to come over? We'll have some coffee and Bible study. It's gonna be great. And then the kids would get together, and they would go off, because we were also homeschoolers.
Oh, so, God.
I know. So we had to
You needed it.
We did. So there was lots of getting together with other moms and play dates and so much. It was ridiculous. But my kids didn't have the problem that you did. Quentin probably did. But Quentin had plenty of girls to play with because everybody that homeschools has a million kids.
How about rat tails? Did you get?
Oh, my God. I remember rat tails.
Did you know anyone with a rat tail? Do you know what I'm talking about with rat tails?
I'm not that old.
I think they're coming back too.
There's still some people like in Alabama and surrounding areas.
I saw a kid 2 days ago with one.
Really?
Yeah, it is coming back.
Oh my God.
Like for in a real way.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Where did
for
you
that.
See this person?
And how old was he? I was at an audition, and it was an audition where I was a mom and there was a bunch of kids. And there was a kid next to me who had a little braided rat tail.
I like when they're braided. I like when there's like a bead. Like they put beads in there.
There is something fun about the single curl, like right in the back, like.
Oh my God! Yeah, like just like the payoff detail.
You know, like the payoffs of the, you know, but just one and in the back.
You know, okay. I have a question then about rat tails because my third husband has his hair shaved on the sides, and then he has it pulled back, and then there's a ponytail. He looks ridiculous. That's not a rat tail.
No.
No, because you almost have to have like a kind of trimmed rest of your head.
Yeah, it's
like
just
it's just one little piece. Yeah, okay.
If my hair was this length and then I had
fabulous hair
and then I had just this part like
okay
a little rat tail.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not. I just was hoping to make fun of him for other stuff.
I always wanted to pull a rat tail and I never did just because I mean
it's right there.
It's right there, but like
I've told plenty of people how ridiculous they look. That's me.
I just want to. What was your favorite, like, pretend, so, like, my whole thing was, like, mermaids, flying, magic. What did you play as a kid? Like, what was your jam?
Everything, the majority of my playing happened with my cousin. We were about the same age, and she was an only child, and we lived near each other. So we did a lot of, like, we're Native Americans, we did a lot of, like, Indian princesses.
Oh.
We had horses, so it was a lot of, like,
would you get to ride the horses whenever you wanted?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like a bike. But a horse.
Right. So
you could be like... So it was like a pretend horse.
No, a real horse.
Oh.
Real horses. Real horses.
Okay, I'm just like, oh, they're galloping around.
No.
We would also play pretend horses, but like real horses. So we would pretend to be like princesses or like that our horses had wings and we were flying or like, again, Indian princesses or like we...
I like that.
Yeah, so it was like... But we also played school. And house.
Every kid played school. I don't know why we did that.
It just seems so fascinating.
Yeah. I think we all just wanted to be the teacher.
Yeah. Well, and also before you go to school, if you have older siblings, it's like a thing that you like want to do. Like everything seems neat before you go.
Oh, yeah. I remember like practicing. Like my sister was showing me how to like wear, like walk with my backpack in school. And like we would do like full on like rehearsal. Like we were at school, even though we weren't.
And see, I'm everything that you said was stupid. I played house. I played office. I played school. I was married to Donny Osmond. I pretend like I spoke Spanish.
I gotta go back to marrying Donny Osmond and then pretending to speak Spanish.
For some reason, I thought he was Hispanic. I don't know.
Oh my God.
So we would go, and that was that. And I had a doll named Daphne that I would, every Christmas, I'd pray that she came alive.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had a Christmas prayer.
I did. That was, And office, I pretended I typed.
Did you have an actual typewriter or did you just space work that?
we got a box and we drew stuff on it. And, you know, and my favorite thing to play was bats. We like, did play bats, and I was always the queen bat.
Bats?
Wait, bats like as in like
bats,
cave-dwelling animals?
Yes. Oh my God. So I was the queen bat, and my sisters and my cousin Mary would get so, sorry Mary, get so mad at me because I always got to be the queen.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
I was, I know. And my cousin Mary goes, that's it, I'm not your cousin anymore. And I'm like, good, I don't care. Come on, everybody.
Wait a second. What inspired you guys to play bats?
You were a mermaid and you're asking me
why I had the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Well, what about Batman?
Okay, that's great. I just didn't know what inspired.
No, I wasn't Batman. It wasn't Batman. It was just
bats.
You just bats. Bats.
Be quiet, Indian princess and Ariel.
No, I love it.
I've never heard kids play bats before.
On our bikes. Well, and then I would go onto the front yard and I'd be like, I am the queen bat. And everybody had to bow down to me.
She just made yourself the queen.
I just made the queen. I was always the boss, applesauce. I was the teacher. I was the office manager. I was married to Donny Osmond. My cousin and I used to argue over Johnny Gage from Emergency. This is probably beyond your time.
Yeah.
So I got Randolph Mantooth, who's the real guy, and she had to have the TV character.
Why did anyone ever play with you?
It's a good question.
You need a leader. You always need a leader.
That's true.
Every play group.
Always. Me.
I also love how it went from like office, school to bats.
Yeah, bats was the big one. Yeah, it was fun.
That was a hit. Oh my God. We played all the boring stuff too. That's why I know, you know, I grew up with two sisters, so we did restaurant, we did school.
Oh yeah, you gotta do restaurant.
Restaurant I kind of liked, because you could kind of like almost, you know, feel real with some snacks and stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember doing that and like making menus.
Yeah. We stuff. Would like do the
oh,
full
gotta
on
make
like,
the menus. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just so funny how kids like, I don't know.
And none of my kids played any of that stuff.
Really?
No.
What'd they do?
Well, Quentin would like to dress up. Quentin played dress up. But the boys mostly played football and sports, but I don't remember them ever pretending.
Oh, you know, like around 10, 11 years old, we started playing real estate agent. That's when we would show our house to each other.
That's so cute.
Over and over. Like, we would all just take turns. Like, okay, now it's my turn. Well, here's the living room.
Well, you know what? I guess my kids did play with the cars and the trucks and, you know. And
I wonder if you asked them if they played pretend, if they would say, oh, yeah. Maybe you just, like, never saw them play pretend. Because I think about, like, when we played pretend, like,
yeah.
The grown-ups were around, but they were never, like.
Nobody gave a shit.
They don't, like, if I asked my mom, like, what did I play pretend? She wouldn't.
True.
I bet she wouldn't know.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Because most of you are trying to get away from your children.
Yeah. Or your children are trying to get away from you.
Either way, it all works out. Two different rooms. Psh.
Do you remember how I said I would be the teenage girl picking up cigarette butts off the ground?
Yeah.
So there was this girl that would do that. Like, we would be little, and my mom would go to her friend Joanne's house, and Joanne had, like, three kids. Girl, boy. Oh, just kidding. She had two kids. And the girl would always be, we'd always play house, and she would always be like, I'm going to be the runaway. I'm the runaway teen. And then she'd go find cigarette butts off the ground, and she'd, like, pretend that they were, like, lit.
We always smoked in our when we played house. Because I'm not joking. They had Katie cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, like, everybody smoked on TV back then.
Yeah.
You smoked at the grocery store. My mom would be, like, looking at the meat.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get some hamburger.
Every memory of my childhood involves, like, a table and then, like, smoke going up into some kind of, like, 80s light bulb, you know?
My first memory as a child is my mother breastfeeding me smoking. Blowing it into my face. I don't really remember, but she told me that she did. And I was like, thanks, that's awesome.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
But I wonder where that girl is now that was the runaway.
I know.
Where she played house. What is she doing now? Is she in prison?
No, she got, I think her brother maybe went to prison.
Oh, good.
Her brother always used to poop his pants every time we were, like, playing. So every time we'd always play house or something, we'd always play house, she'd be the runaway, and then CeCe would dump his pants.
How old was he?
Huh?
How old?
Oh, like 7, 8, I don't know.
But see, boys are, like, lazy.
Yeah, that's true. You always have to be like, do you have to go to the bathroom? And they're like, no, like, go.
He'd also, like, take a crayon to the corner of a wall.
Sounds like he has some extreme social anxiety. I hope he got that work.
Yeah, he'd always poop. And Kate can confirm that because it was her cousin. And he used to do the same thing at her house.
Oh, poor buddy.
No, I know. You'd always get, like, halfway through the game or whatever.
So
and then,
sweet.
Like,
you're so, like, feeling sorry for him. And I'm like, what a dick.
I think he did turn out to be a dick. Anyone have a kid breakup, like, with Rat Tail Andy? Like, where you had, like, a friend, and then all of a sudden, like...
Oh, that happened all the time. Me.
But then you had to see him at school.
But no, we always get back together.
I don't know if I don't think I ever had a breakup. I think there was maybe, like, I just don't play with that kid as often anymore for like a more of a falling out, I guess.
Or like you're not in the same class anymore.
Yeah, or you're just like, or you're like, I've moved on to other friends.
Well, and girls are they're such bitches. When you get three girls together,
yeah,
you got to pick. You can't have three. You can't do the triangle.
The triangle is very difficult. I always my play dates were always me and one other kid.
Right.
Like, that's the
Or it
that's
has
the
to
dynamic.
Be somebody that's the, like, a boy.
Yeah.
You could have two girls and a boy, or two boys and a girl. You could not do three girls ever. You could do three boys, but not three girls.
I'm with you. I was never good at big, more than one person hangouts.
I'm still that way. I like one-on-one interactions. It's tough. When a group happens, I'm like, it's too loud. There's too much drama.
See, yeah. I go into my show mode. Hello, everyone.
You're
it's
the queen.
For me.
The queen bat. Yeah.
I'm the bat. You guys are all my slaves.
Slave bats.
Yeah. It all works out.
I think Red Tail Andy is the only time I've been dumped. I think I've usually...
Yeah, but he didn't dump you. His mother dumped you.
Which is even worse.
I know.
Like, that's the thing. That, I mean, like...
Well, you were going to turn him gay. She had to.
It's just so crazy how far we've come. I mean, still lots of way...
Yeah.
Long way to go.
For
but
sure.
But, like, yeah. I mean, it's just so crazy that a grown-up would do that to a little kid.
Just for playing mermaids.
Which is, like, not it's even that big did. Of a thing.
It's I mean, it would be different did. If it was Doctor...
Or, yeah, like, it'd be if yes. I diddled him or something, you know? Like, if we
played
mermaids,
doctor,
and then I was like, you're...
And be like, your mom's coming!
Whatever.
Or like you played, like, we're going to be strippers.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kids know what that stuff is
I
then.
Know. No, it was just like, no, let's, like, make a tail. Like, come on, I want
to... Yeah, like, what is... So, like, I don't... Poor Wareham.
I know. It's like, I wish we could have Carol on the show so we could be like, what was so wrong with the mermaid game?
That was a long time ago.
I bet she's on Facebook. Totally gonna find her.
Oh my gosh.
You should.
Find her.
What's up?
No, it's you know, it worked out because I really got revenge with this kid in high school. I was very mean.
But it wasn't him. He should have been mean to his mother. He got
remember
mean
he,
at her.
Remember he cried
he
when
cried
he saw Tommy?
When he saw me.
Maybe because he missed you. That's what I thought it was.
And so then maybe
God, I never thought about
so
that.
So then maybe yeah. him sleeping with your best friend was just him trying to get back into your life.
Oh my God.
And that was the gateway.
What if I told you about assuming?
Have
I taught you nothing?
Don't make an ass out of you and me.
You can't do that. Now wow. see, now you ruined everything and you called him a what? A silly...
A toucan cunt?
Yeah. You can't do that. And he's crying.
Oh, I know. Really? We were horrible. We made, like, full-on websites. And the teachers, like, didn't know what to do.
See, I didn't understand. Yeah.
Because the internet was new. So, like, you know, they'd go and be like, they made this website about me. And it's like... And the teachers would look but be like, we don't know what this is. Like,
internet.
You should find him.
And say sorry.
And then just see what happens.
God, I can't believe you just assumed. How old was he when he cried?
Like third grade?
Oh, you should
maybe
be
he cried because he was
ashamed of yourself.
Well, maybe he was ashamed. Maybe he was so scared to see you that he thought you'd be mad at him.
What? You thought he cried because he was mad at you?
It was like when you're scared kind of cry.
Listen, there's always chance for redemption from both sides.
Yes.
Don't forget about the Dawson's Creek drama. I mean
that was crazy.
Happened.
He should not have done that.
He did that.
But I think he did it.
I know.
Get to you.
And he slept with whose best friend? Whose?
He slept with my friend's, like, best friend.
Oh, okay.
And you took that personally?
No. I was still holding on to the mermaid drama. This was just all,
this
like...
This was like fuel.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll hate him for that. But, like, I remember the bunny voice.
Well, see, and maybe that's why he cried. Because maybe deep down inside, he might have had some tendencies of his own.
Maybe.
How do you feel now, Tommy?
I hope he's doing good. Kate and I Googled him, or Facebooked, like, stalked him over Christmas. He looks the same.
With a rat tail?
I know, I just wondered, like, I wonder if the rat tail is still
no,
there
they
or back.
Those in the Air Force. Don't you watch Top Gun?
Oh, no.
That was the Navy.
I tried to watch it once. I didn't get through it.
What?
If you didn't see it back then, it's not going to work. I've tried to do that with movies. It's just like...
I tried to watch it in college, and I was like, I don't
Brian and I watch it at least every other month.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really love that volleyball scene?
Love the volleyball scene, but we also, you know, talk to me, Goose. You know, when Goose dies, and there's just so many other cool
Goose
things.
Dies?
What?
Hello? What do you think that whole thing is? Don't you be Goose.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Garcon.
Mm-hmm. Look, Kristen's the winner. She won.
I won.
Yay! I can't wait to take a picture of it and put it on my Instagram.
Yes. We got to make some shirts.
I know. We got to get back in that craft room.
I know. I miss it
you
so
make,
much.
If you make me a shirt, because Happy Wife, Happy Life is going, we're VIP. So lesbians at both Dinosaur and Klexicon, which is like a lesbian media convention in Vegas.
Wow.
If you need anything, let me know.
Yeah, if you...
She's got a cricket.
I got a cricket.
You've got a cricket?
Yeah.
It's this crazy machine that you could, like, make anything with. We made that mug. You can make a t-shirt.
I made that pillow that said cunt pillows. With all of these pillows I made.
Wow.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yeah, signs, t-shirts.
If you make me a Thomas Anonymous shirt, I'll wear it.
All right. I have one that says shithole.
Nope, we're going to get Thomas Anonymous on there.
Okay. Why did the shithole just... TommyAtoli.com
on the back. Yeah. Were you guys, when you were kids, were you the kid who went to someone's house or were you the host kid? Would you have kids over your house?
Host.
You were a host kid.
I think it was pretty even because, like, we lived out in the country, and so everybody we knew lived out in the country. So it was like, it's like, whose barn do you want to go play in? Like, we want to come to play in my barn because it's got, we just got a bunch of hay in, so then we can, like...
I see. So you take turns.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, depending on what friend it was, like, are we riding horses?
Right.
Should I, like, do you have a horse for me to ride, or should we come over here, you know?
Oh, my God.
Complications.
I was always the kid at your house. Always.
My house has always been the house where all the kids are, because nobody would invite me over, because I had so many children. Who's going to invite me over?
Oh, like, when you had a kid to meet. Yeah. What about when you were growing up?
Oh, when I was growing up, everybody came to my house, too.
Oh,
yeah.
But I loved going to other people's houses.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, the new toys.
Yes.
The different kind of... food, like, I don't know. I loved going into other people's houses.
I loved seeing the way, like, other families were. And,
yes.
Like, the snacks they had. Like, because everything's different, you know?
And I love when you said in the podcast that that their house always smelled like Glade.
Yes.
And I loved going to other people's houses and seeing what it smelled like. And I always thought that maybe it was, like, they use fabric softener, so that's why their house smells like this. Like, I've just always associated that, like, warm house smell with fabric softener.
And some people's houses or whatever, like, they stick with me. When I smell a sink full of dirty dishes, it reminds me of, like, this babysitter's house I got sent to. Like, that their kitchen just stunk.
Oh,
so, like,
man.
It just sticks with you. Like, that, but that Glade Fresh, that smell of
yes.
Rat Tail Andy's house is just, like, glorious. I love that.
I am very, like, tuned in nose-wise. Like, I smell something
too.
And I get sent right back to
time,
like,
travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. But no. See, I was always worried about other people's houses smelling. So I liked to stay at my house because it was my safety zone. I didn't want to go to anybody else's house.
Oh.
I knew that we had the best treats. We had the best this. My mother was always home.
You guys had the name brand snacks.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom was, she was frugal. But we had the best house.
Right.
You know, we had everything.
Oh, some places smelled bad. Like some, there was Rat Tail Andy's house. But then, like, Geneva Jones, she was, like, our babysitter in the projects. The hallways in that place always smelled like if you left hot dogs out.
Yeah.
Just like
warm. Hot dog water.
Hot dog water.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Great term.
Sounds like thick, thick.
Yeah.
Just imagine that air
being
really thick.
And hot, yeah.
Ugh.
Totally.
Well, and we had a pool, too, so everybody wanted to come over and swim in our pool.
Oh, yeah.
God, wasn't it just great to be you guys?
We were rich. I was born a poor, rich, white child.
I loved houses that had pools or trampolines.
Oh my! See, nobody had trampolines.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
trampolines were it for me.
Fuck!
Because we were not allowed to have a trampoline. My parents were like, "No way, you will die." I'm like, "Just ruin my childhood, will you?"
Yeah, nobody had. But the Dargans, they were two houses down. They were like, I was always at their door, always at their house. They had a pool, and that was like my summers.
Yep.
Always there.
All my friends would come over. We'd lay out with baby oil. Listen to 10Q. Halfway through, we'd know, time to flip. And we'd all flip.
My favorite part of that is baby oil.
Why do you think I'm riddled with skin cancer?
Duh.
Did you guys go roller skating?
Yes!
Wasn't it the best?
Oh my god. Roller Odyssey was everything.
That was your place.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was it. Because, like, you would get dropped off.
Yeah.
And then you're like, am I gonna hold hands? I remember my cousin and I, they would do like a kid's New Year's Eve at Roller Odyssey.
Oh, wow.
Where it was like a lock-in, basically.
Oh my god.
And we really wanted to go. We had gone the year before and we really wanted to go again, and my cousin's mom, who's also my cousin, was like, okay, well, you guys have to come up with the money on your own. So we went to my house, which was out in the country, and we got a bunch of mistletoe out of the trees. And then we went door to door before Christmas, because we knew we were going. We went door to door selling bundles of mistletoe.
Oh my God.
To make money to to Roller Odyssey on New Year's Eve.
What? Wow.
Was it worth it?
I mean, it was.
Anytime roller skating, I mean, it was just fun as a kid because, like you said, you weren't, it's like you weren't supervised. Yeah. And you got to go out, I don't know, you know.
It was great. The lockers with the key I loved and like skating around. Oh, I just loved it.
They had a DJ. They had songs
you
playing.
You could request. Oh, when you were talking about the song.
Do you know that song?
I don't know that song, but I have an equally inappropriate song that I requested.
What did you request?
I don't even know what it's called, but it's that one song. It's like, don't eat meat, but she sure liked the bone. Don't.
Oh yeah.
Like that song was the song that I would request at the roller skating rink, which is super inappropriate.
That's so funny. Wait, ready? I have my song.
Yes. Hey yo, sweetie, you look kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city? Oh, this is amazing.
It's the bad like 90s video. And I just like that it had a sassy girl in it and it was like catchy and like, but I remember Rat Tail Indy's mom's face after I skated over, requested that song, and then it started to blare, and I was like, yes! And she was just like, what?
Was she friends with your mother?
Yeah, they worked together at the hospital. They were both, like, nurse assistants or whatever. Not quite nurses, but, you know.
Like CNA, LVN. Did
the worst work underneath them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to reach out to him. Do you remember the show The Dinosaurs that I talked about?
Obsessed with it. I loved the dinosaurs. I loved dinosaurs.
Loved that loved show.
It. Not the, not I know, the baby. Like,
not the mama. Not the mama. Not the mama. Or not the baby or something. Yeah. And he would like slam.
Yeah. I was obsessed. It was on TGIF.
TGIF was the best.
And I remember my dad's best friend who lived up in Portland, they made for Halloween, Robbie, who was the sun dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
They made like a paper mache, like that's what he was for Halloween. So they made this big paper mache Robbie head.
Oh my God.
And every time I visited them up in Portland, it was up in the attic. I'm like, I want to put that on. Want to play with that because I loved that show so much. I wanted the baby because you could get the baby plush. I wanted it. I never got it, but I wanted it.
And what I really, like, am jealous of now today is that, like, kids could just, if that show was on today, they could just, like, watch 12 episodes. But it was so, like, they weren't even reruns of, like, TGIF. Like, you either saw it or you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is the problem with little kids right now.
Yeah.
Is that they get everything as soon as they want. Like, any song.
Yep.
Any show.
Instant gratification.
They get it immediately. Like, the little girl that I babysit, like, she wrote her name a bunch of times. She earned a toy, right, that she's been working towards for a long time. She was so excited. And her dad's like, okay, and we ordered it. And she was, like, losing her mind so happy because she finally accomplished this thing. And then he goes, all right, it'll be here on Friday. And she just stops. And just breaks down.
Oh, my God.
Because she thought she would get it
right there.
In that moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not, like, she didn't even, like they don't even go to the toy store. Like, everything comes in the mail.
Right.
So, like, she didn't even know that, like, let's go to the toy store and get it.
Right.
Like, she didn't even know that's an option. You know, it's like, we'll be driving. And she's like, can you put on this song? I'm like, I am driving. We're listening to the radio.
Yeah.
You can only get what you get.
It's crazy. The other day, there was a baby crying at the Colby pool.
Yeah.
And this nanny ran over with her phone and played like a... Because the coach was singing Twinkle Twinkle or Itsy Bitsy or whatever the coach was singing. And the nanny was like, oh, no, she liked the octopus song. And she gets her phone out and she goes over and starts playing the song really, really loud. I'm like, why can't you just let it be Twinkle Twinkle? Like, why do you have to bust out YouTube and get the fucking octopus song?
Yeah,
God.
Man.
God.
Well, that's what's ruining everything. Instant gratification. Anything you want right there, right now.
Well, it's just conditioning them that they think that they can get anything they want.
Yep.
And it's like, of course we want to give our kids, we want to provide, we don't want to, like, make them suffer. I don't, like, I'm very curious to see what happens with, like, these kids who grew up on YouTube. And, like, putting an iPad in front of them and just getting the next.
My grandkids can do everything on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandson had to show me how to use the flashlight. How do you know how to do that?
Oh, on your phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a big wave of, like, technology, like, everyone's going to, like, shun it. I feel like our generation is doing that a lot recently.
Yeah.
Just, like, getting away from it because it's gotten too much and getting back to real life.
I know. It's like I'm like a mixed bag because I'm so grateful that we didn't have those little screens when we were kids growing up. But
because kids now don't have any imagination.
That's a huge problem.
That's sad.
But I know a lot of parents that are like, no screens until they're two.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The fact that that even exists is a little bit of hope that we're not all just going to be like these glowing like sacks of meat.
That's when I used to work. I'd go into the break room and it would be silent. every single person had their phone out.
Well, that's a fascinating thing for me to watch in, like, you know, 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds at work. Hanging out is just, yeah.
Sitting together.
Two people sitting on their device.
Yeah, the art of conversation is lost.
Interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Do you guys like bloopers?
I love bloopers.
Love them.
Cool. We're going to take a break. We're going to have a special treat of me messing up on, you know, my chapter recordings. I mess up a lot.
Yay.
And so I decided to share that with people. And I wish I'd done it earlier because there was some really, I have like some really good tantrums sometimes. I record in the closet and sometimes like someone will come to the door and the dogs start to bark. That was a good one where like I had a full on fit thing which was just recording and then I came back and, but then I deleted it. But then after that I was like, I should save these.
Yeah, for sure. Bloopers are the best.
These are the best. So we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some bloopers. We're going to check in with Brandon for just a quickie, quick. And then we're going to come back to us.
Yay!
Hooray!
Yay!
Agreement is important. Blah, blah, blah. Delete. Can we hurry the fuck up? The hometown Craigslist hook. Fuck a duck. In Southeast Mass, so just slow. Fuck me!
Kasem with a long distance dedication. This is. This.
I don't even do a Casey Kasem impression, and I don't know why I'm deciding to do one right now. Anyway, let's keep going. My dad, all night at the hospital, kept thinking of ways he could hit the microphone and ruin everything. Me! I'm so fucking exhausted, this is stupid.
Blah, blah, blah.
It is deserted, and most of the picnic tables have... I'm just gonna take a fucking drink of water. God bless America. As they all seem to practically jazzercise their way back to their cars. Delete. Fuck. This is a long fucking chapter.
You talk like a girl. What's up with that girly voice of yours? You act like a girl.
Or the one I really hate to... Can I fucking do that again? God fucking damn it. To understand my buffet of last names, we have to go back and do this sentence again. I need to push this fucking shirt in because it's fucking annoying the fuck out of me. I suppose every generation has their cross to bear, or at least we all think we do. I'm still trying to figure out, figure is one of the hardest fucking words to say, who I really am. Fucking fuck. Take three. Hi, I fucked up. I'm surprised, I need a drink of water, fuck.
Delete, we're gonna redo that, It's about women. I don't know. I'm gonna just do it again.
It's about women playing professional baseball during World War II is so fucking hard to say. And then I also learned that most of the downtime you have in baseball, you spend playing catch or... Blah, 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 delete. Then I learned the most... That, delete that too. Blah. Then I learned the most... Oh my god, I can't say the own... Oh my god, I can't talk. I can't even say the own... I can't... Oh, my God. Dear Tommy, luring... Oh, wah. I can't even bully myself right now. I can't even say the words that I wrote. That's all I wanted to say. Yes, we can focus. Sorry. Me. Oh, shit. Duppin turned to leave. He sprinted to his car and then... That, blah, 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 blah. Ah, my feet are falling asleep! My new band, okay, I need water.
Bull's dead.
All right.
It's Brandon's turn.
This wasn't the jar that it came in, but this was a delivery service jar.
Ooh, fancy. From up there?
Yeah. That I took to Lake Tahoe because I needed some bud for up top.
Fancy.
Man, I'm so glad my store's the same because I was really considering just finding an old school drug dealer.
Yeah, honestly.
I was going to ask you, I would drive up to a drug dealer and buy weed once a month.
Yeah, honestly.
I really would.
I'm glad. I think it's going to be good. I think that some places will stay the way they are, and those are going to be the places that you're always going to want to go to.
Fuck, yeah. And there wasn't even, I don't know if they adjusted their prices so that the tax...
It's more expensive, right?
It's not. It's that I paid the same amount that I always pay for.
When did you go, though?
I went to my same store I always go.
When?
I went after January 1st. Mm. I went January 2nd. I went January 4th.
Maybe.
I needed more. yeah, and they even have a sign that says taxes go up January 1st, 34.9% on every dollar or whatever it is.
34%?
It's 34%.
That's unbelievable.
Believe it. 34 point something, so let's just call it 35%.
Yeah, I might as well just go back to the streets anyways.
But I still paid the same amount for like an eighth or a quarter or whatever, so they either adjusted their price or I don't know. But it's working out for right now, so we'll see. Because we already, if you go to a pot store, you are already paying so much money for what you're getting. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine paying 35% more than what I'm already paying.
Maybe like 13, but like 35%.
35%, because like 10% state, 15% this, da-da-da this. Everyone's got their, you know, their hand in the pie.
So now there's the, all you need is your license, $9,000 license. You can open up your own store.
I only need $9,000?
Not bad, huh?
I could probably get a loan like that from the bank.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you really were about it, but you need to have connections because then you got to have the weed to sell and you got to think how many people you're competing with.
I can't do this because I love weed. I need to go into the cocaine business.
Yep.
No hoods in my house.
Yo.
Did I tell you that story?
I'm gangster because I have a tint, yo.
Did I tell you about mad separation when we get mad at my friend?
No.
Long story short, my friend at one point told Alex he was wearing a shirt. He's like, take that shirt off. And Alex like took it offensively. And so like a week later, my friend comes in and he's sitting on the couch with his back turned towards Alex and he has a hood on. And Alex just gets in a fight with his uncle. And he freaking looks at my friend while he stands in the kitchen. And he's like, ain't no hoods in my house. Like so randomly that my friend didn't even know what he was talking about. And he's like, hey homie, no fucking hoods in my house. And like my friend goes like this, he goes, it's cold in here.
Oh my. Oh my god.
Hello?
What are you doing? Why did you take so long to answer? God, I'm busy.
Oh my god, hold on. I'm chewing an almond.
Really?
Oh my god, I need some water. Oh, that almond was so dry. Sorry, I didn't think you'd call that fast.
You said ASAP.
You're right, I did. And I said yeah, it all fast.
Like, and I was, yeah, and I was like, oh my god. You know, like something's up.
Oh my god, now I'm choking. Okay. So, to answer your question, I'm on the way to your house right now.
Okay.
But I also had something crazy to tell you. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing is that, remember, what?
What did you say? You said, I have something to tell you. What is that? What was that other part?
I said, I have something crazy to tell you.
Oh, I have something crazy to tell you, too. You go.
Remember the other day when we were recording the newest episode of the Weed Cap for Chapter 15, Mermaid?
Yeah.
Well, funny story, I totally deleted, like, the last 10 minutes of our conversation.
You're
me
stupid.
And you and Kristen. Isn't that funny? And, here's the best part. I confidently deleted it. I was just like, yeah, know what I'm doing. Click. And, and so, yeah, and I didn't realize it until the whole next day. But anyways, yeah, so I wanted to call and tell you that. And
what did we talk about?
I don't know, but we talked about Kristen's show, Happy Wife, Happy Life series on, Tello Films.
Oh, okay, cool.
What else did
Fabulous.
She say about it? Oh, they're going to be at,
the Dinosaur
Weekend and Clexicon in Vegas. Dead. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Well, they're doing a live show in Vegas and, people can follow them on Instagram and find out about, more stuff. So yeah. All right. I'm coming over.
Okay, and then remind me to tell you something that's really funny. But I'm going to wait until you get here. So you can go, oh okay. My God! like that.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Yay, juicy news.
Mountain gossip.
Oh my god, I'm even more excited now. Yay.
I knew you would be. I knew, so be careful.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, that's the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. You rock! I want to give a special shout out and thank you to bensound.com and Majestic Color Craves by My Side for providing the music you hear in the show. I'll be back very soon with a brand new episode. If you want to keep up with me, follow me on Instagram at TheThomasAnonymous. K, bye!